at Miami International Airport, an Amazon Prime cargo plane overran a runway at Miami International Airport on Sunday, killing at least 5 people. Authorities have not provided further details on what caused the aircraft to leave the runway. In Sacramento, 4 people were injured in an early Sunday shooting, hours after gunfire was reported during a college football game. Authorities are investigating whether the incidents are connected. In Sudan, a newly public dossier reportedly contains documents, videos, and messages suggesting Sudan's military developed and stockpiled chlorine-based chemical weapons for use against the Rapid Support Forces. The allegations add detail to a U.S. finding that Sudan's government used chemical weapons in 2024, during a civil war marked by widespread atrocities and displacement. In Afghanistan, educators and civil society groups say Taliban policies have further narrowed Afghan schooling since the group returned to power in 2021. Girls remain barred from much of education, while religious instruction has expanded and subjects including civic education have been reduced. The Hamara Network says the number of madrasas rose from 5,000 in 2023 to 23,000 last year. In England's emergency departments, nearly 3/4 of A&E staff face violence or aggression daily or weekly, according to a Royal College of Emergency Medicine survey. The college says overcrowding, long waits, and understaffing have made abuse a routine risk for frontline NHS workers.